six.
Six.
Six
big ones.
Six big ones.
Six.
Set of six.
Yeah, an opportunity for Jude and I to ask some questions about the game of rugby league to Dill. Let's go for it, Jude.
Right, Dill. Adam Reynolds and the Rabbitohs are at loggerheads over a new contract. He's 30 years old. He wants a long-term deal, and now that's being played out in the media. Can something like this derail their premiership aspirations?
Look, it certainly can, but I think Wayne Bennett is the master of doing this sort of stuff. I think he knows that Adam Reynolds has got a bit more on him, and I just think he wants to see him lead from the front. And I think it's us that are talking about it more than anything else.
Well, he talked about it this week. He said, I want a three-year deal. They only want to give him a two-year deal. He's a legend of the club. Yeah, kicks goals for fun.
Yep. Sign him two. Give him two.
Yeah, two.
Offer two.
They've offered two. He wants three.
I know.
If he wants three, give him three. Surely he's a legend of the club.
I think he's earned the right to do that, but I'm just going to say, Wayne Bennett has coached and has probably had the biggest egos in the game. I won't mention names like Gordon Tallis and stuff like that, Willie Lewis, and probably me. But, like, he knows what he's doing, okay? And, mate, I want Adam Reynolds to stay there. When I think of the Bunnies, I think Adam Reynolds. I reckon they should give him 3 years, but Wayne Bennett does know what he's doing. Right. So they must have someone else in the wings as well. There must be young talent coming through if they want to give him two. So they might be looking at another play coming through as well.
Turn your eyes to the Broncos. Alex Glenn's been named captain once again. Was this the right call from Kevvy Walters?
Oh, I think it's the right call because Alex Glenn didn't have the happiest season last year. He was injured. Well, we know it was COVID. They got the wooden spoon. Doesn't sit well with me as a Broncos legend. But this year, it's Kevvy's opportunity to make things right. Why are you laughing, Gus? I'm being serious.
I know you are. That's the thing. You are being serious. You just call yourself a legend. You're like, It's just not right, mate. Mate, so it's up for other people to say you're a legend. You don't talk about your own legendary status,
mate. I got voted the best wing in the last 30 years, mate.
I understand
the fans.
That, but I still think both Morrises are better than you. But
a bit of humbleness.
Well, the fans in the poll didn't say that, so unlucky, Brett. And that, but anyway, enough about that. Let's get back to the Broncos. So, look, I think Kevvy's made the right choice. Alex Glenn is the man at the moment. Those other couple of young guys, they're a
bit
too
young.
He did
a great job last year. Let's keep him, give it to him.
He'll
what
be
about
right.
Well, your mate Kevvy, Mr. The World's Best Bloke and all that, doesn't ring up Corey Parker, who's been on the as a coach for years. Yeah. They go back to training. He's not even phoned up to say you're not available anymore. Is Kevin Walters actually the world's best bloke that I keep hearing? Because that's not good behaviour.
Yeah, look, Corey Parker deserved better than that, but at the end of the day, it is what it is, mate.
It's a phone call, mate.
We've all had those, mate. Mate, Fox did the same to me. They didn't sign me. See you later. It's the way it is. That's the real world.
What about Cameron Smith's future? Who, in your opinion, is the best number nine currently in the NRL now that Smith won't be around?
I still think Damien Cook's the best number nine in the NRL, but I reckon Harry Grant's not far behind him, and we saw that last year, back into that season.
What about NRL expansion? Well and truly on the cards. The second Brisbane team is set to join the comp in 2023, but now the PNG Prime Minister says he wants a PNG NRL team, which I think is great, by 2025. Is this the avenue the NRL need to explore at least?
Yeah, look, I think they can have a look at it, but I think for the NRL, if they're going to expand, you have to look at Perth, obviously, you know, that market, because they've got a league following there, but also the Southeast Queensland, it's booming at the moment. I know that, you know, and the Titans are going well, are going to be going well this year. But also Papua New Guinea, I would love to see them in at some stage, but hopefully it's not to the detriment of the government and then the people.
Okay.
Right, if you're in charge of the Warriors, which players or players would you be looking to sign with the $1 million available from the departure of Roger Tuivasa-Sheck?
Oh, mate, that's a good question. Well,
give us a good answer if you could.
Yeah, mate, I'll have to think about that. Sorry, mate, Next question.
Right. Really?
Yeah.
Right, this one, because we're looking forward to seeing, they're actually streaming it this afternoon. Joseph Suaalii, there's never been so much buzz around this kid since Sonny Bill Williams. Yep. They're streaming it at the New South Wales Cup on KO for his debut this afternoon. This is what Aaron Woods said on the Rush Hour about Suaalii playing the NRL before turning 18.
Yeah, the rules are 18 years old. I just don't like people changing the rules all the time just to suit one team. And, you know, it's not good enough. We had a bloke, Bronson Cherry, we had to wait to debut him. So, yeah, it didn't work too well for us.
No.
But they're trying to look after the kids because how many times have you seen a young kid come to first grade and then they disappear for a while because they've had a lot of injuries or they've just been, you know, overshadowed by it?
Do you agree with Woodsy's comments there?
Look, I can understand what Woodsy's saying, but I think if you're good enough, if you're a good enough talent, so be it. And I'll tell you why I think this. So last year when we were doing our show, I called Stephen Hoyles. Stephen Hoyles said, this kid, remember I said to you guys, if they were playing the Sevens, the World Tournament, they would win half the games on the back of this kid. This is how good the kid was. He rocked up to their training, the Australian Sevens. He was winning like most of the balls, out-jumping their best jumper. And then yesterday at the golf day, I was talking to Nick Davis, and I said, mate, talking about young Walker, And then I said, mate, Suwali, I said, how good the... He goes, Del, he goes, you've got no idea. And we're a bit old school. What Nick Davis said to me yesterday, mate, I'm excited to watch the kid because I know people who have played footy with this young kid. This kid's a super talent. I don't care how old you are. If you're good enough, I know we're trying to protect their young players, but if he's good enough to play NRL... Play NRL.
Yep, totally agree. Coming up next, we're going to get your opinions on 133353, just around clubs and loyalty to clubs around Adam Reynolds. We'd love to get your thoughts. More on the Dead Set Legends in just a sec.